Indians pitcher Josh Tomlin, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. And Josh, great to have you back. You and I were chatting before we rolled here. We've done this a few times over the years here in Goodyear, but certainly, first of all, for you, as I said to you, congratulations on the rehab and coming all the way back. How gratifying was that for you, just personally, to go through what you went through and to get all the way back to put together a very successful campaign last year?
It was very rewarding. It was... You never want to have surgery. You never want to go under a knife. Obviously, there's no guarantees of you ever getting back. So that's always a scary part of it. But to be able to stay here and do that rehab and get back and help that team win some games was very rewarding for me.
Did it give you an opportunity to kind of reflect on how fortunate you are, number one, to be a baseball player, but also the work that sometimes maybe you take for granted as far as what it took to get here? All of a sudden, it gave you a whole different frame of reference?
Yeah, it was still kind of fresh in my mind because in 2013 I missed a lot because of Tommy John surgery. So that was kind of in the back of my head. This has been the past 3 years, 2 years that I've been on the DL. So that was it was a little bit tough, but it's definitely something that you just kind of put your head down and go to work, and hopefully you get back to the level you were at and try to help this team win.
And you come all the way back, have a great back half of the year for the Indians, 7-2. Does that now carry right into this year, the strong showing that you had to close off 15? Does it carry right into 16, or you kind of start from scratch again?
I think you start from scratch. Those stats don't transfer over this year. So, you got to just try to, like I said earlier, you try to get back to work and do the best you can and get ready for the season and go out there and try to compete and try to win as many games as you possibly can. You don't try to think about what you did last year, and obviously some good that you have in that, you kind of reflect back on it, maybe some of the stuff you're doing mechanically, but other than that, it's trying to go out there and compete when the game's on the line and try to win some games.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitcher Josh Tomlin as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Josh, we said we've done this a few times here in Goodyear. Is it pretty much the same routine year after year, especially with Mickey having been here a few years? Does he pretty much take you guys through the same thing, or do you tweak some things?
I think it's just kind of individualized. It's kind of depends on the person. But for me, it's pretty much the same routine every year. Just coming here, you go through one inning in a game, have a couple of days off, go through two innings. It's just progression. It's just trying to get ready for the season. So it's not much different than just that. What I said, it's just progressing to get ready for when April comes and the games start counting.
And Josh, having been through what you've been through just on the injury front, has that forced you to alter your pitching somewhat? Have any of the injuries forced you to change some things up?
It's made me take a look at my routine a little bit, maybe change my routine in between starts or maybe my pre-pitch routine a little bit. But other than that, I haven't really changed the work or changed the way I try to go about my business, the way I try to pitch. But, maybe cutting down on some certain throws in between outings, or maybe cutting down the bullpen a little bit in between outings, take a look at that and kind of reevaluate that. But other than just a few tweaks with the amount of throws, nothing's really changed that much.
So what are your goals? What are your expectations for camp this year? And what would you like to accomplish by the time this team breaks camp?
Get built up, get the innings I need to get, and be healthy going into spring or going into the season.
Not only did you finish strong, the Indians as a club overall finished the back half of the year pretty strong, but came up just a little bit short right there until the last week of the year as far as postseason. Is that the ultimate goal this year? Hey, we've got to find a way to get over that hump and get to some October baseball?
Absolutely. Our goal is to win the division and get in the playoffs and then try to win the World Series. I think that's been our goal for quite some time now, and when that doesn't happen, it's a letdown for us. So I think everybody in that clubhouse is pulling the same direction, and that's our goal. We know we have a tough division ahead of us, but we're up for it. I think we have a team that can definitely compete in this league and definitely compete in that division and hopefully win that division. And if we get in the playoffs, obviously the first goal is to get in the playoffs, and once we get in the playoffs, just try to win when we get there.
Josh, to a man in this organization, everybody thinks the Indians have one of the strongest staffs in Major League Baseball. As much as you guys root for each other and pull for each other, do you also push each other a little bit?
Absolutely, you push each other. You know, if you see something that a guy's doing on the field that you think is not wrong, but maybe can help them out if you kind of fix it, you definitely talk to them about it. But I think that just that mutual agreement between all of us is like we're all trying to be the best we can be to help this team win. And If you get a bunch of guys like that on the same team, that's when good things happen.
One final question for you. We talked about the Indians finishing strong, but of course they had the battle back from some early season adversity. How do you get out of the gates a little bit quicker? I know we talked about that with Tito earlier this week. I would imagine that's a point of emphasis. Let's get off to a great start.
It is. I think everybody knows how well we play in the second half, and I'm not really sure the formula for playing that well in the first half, but it's definitely something we're conscious of and something we're going to try to be better at for sure.
Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, congratulations on climbing that mountain and getting all the way back. Best of luck in 16.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.